Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Rob Parker.
No, it is not Rob Parker.
Oh, no.
It is Ephraim Salaam, also known as Timex.
As the great one.
As Timex.
As the great
because
one.
Because he takes a licking the last 2 days and keeps on ticking. My man.
You
what's
up, bro? You can't sell that to your listeners because they've been listening. Okay.
They buying it, bro.
You can't sell a false narrative to people who've been here, man. You haven't learned that yet?
Hey, all I know is they buying, and they buying big
time. Nah. You've been doing
a good job.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Taking a licking. I mean, that's still a fact, but you've been doing well.
That's not necessarily the case, but, you know.
We are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Of course, Ephraim Salaam in for Rob Parker. And on the ones and twos, USC Chris. It's a revolving door of board operators this week. And we got USC Chris in on a Worship Wednesday. On the updates, you heard him, Brian Finley, the loquacious one. And, of course, the super producer, Rob G., is in the house. And Ephraim, I'm cutting right to the chase.
Let's get to it.
Because this is your team. This is your squad. And I know you and Rob G and all the other Lakers fans out there have been hoping against hope that Kyrie Irving was coming to save the day. But he's not.
Okay.
He's not. You know it. I know it. He's staying in Brooklyn, at least for this year. And still, though, you have LeBron James coming off a 30-point-per-game season. Mm-hmm. You have Anthony Davis, who I think we say this every offseason, should be motivated to play the entire year and play his best basketball. And what I'm saying, the reports are out there. Russell Westbrook and the first round picks from 2027 and 2029 would get you Miles Turner and Buddy Hield from the Indiana Pacers. And I'm saying this, Ephraim, do it! Lakers, do it! Why not? First of all, Miles Turner is far from chopped liver. He's a 6'11 center who's led the league in blocks twice. All right? He is a good player. He's going to get you double-figure points, going to get you 7 rebounds or so, and protect the rim. So with AD and Miles Turner, you would have great rim protection. He's a, he shoots the three a little bit. All right, I'm not going to say mediocre. He shoots the three a little bit too, so he can stretch the floor a little bit for you. And then Buddy Hield. Buddy Hield is a bona fide sharpshooter. So, Ephraim, I'm on board with that. And let me say this final thing before you go. All this, we can't give up our draft picks. Man, will you stop? First of all, you're the Lakers. You've never built through the draft. Kobe was a draft, but technically a trade. Shaq was a free agent. Wilt was a trade, if I remember correctly, a trade. Obviously, Jerry West, that was draft. That's way back in the day. Kareem was a trade. Magic, yes, the draft. But Kareem was the trade. He was the hub. You were great when you drafted James Worthy already. You know? And LeBron, of course, a free agent. Pau Gasol, a trade. Like, the Lakers don't build typically through the draft.
No. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, and if you're good, those drafts are going to be late first-round picks anyway. And Ephraim, last thing, most lottery picks don't become stars. Most lottery picks don't become stars. So don't tell me you are going to throw away a chance to compete. I don't think this would make them the favorites in the West. I don't think anybody does. But it would give them a much better shot than they have right now. And if LeBron and AD are still as good as we think, that's not bad. It's not a bad squad. Don't throw that chance away for some picks, a number 24 pick in 2029.
Now we're 7 minutes into the broadcast. I listen to you and Rob all the time, and I very rarely hear you talk for the opening 7 minutes
we're only 6 minutes in. No,
it's 4:07 right now on my clock here.
Your clock is fast.
Oh, okay. All right.
Unlike my soliloquy.
I'm just going to point out the fact that you had 7 minutes of uninterrupted airtime.
I have actually done that before.
Rob's
not as talkative as you, though.
Yeah, well, you know, I come with the information. So,
all right, well, bring it, Laker fan.
Let me see if I can go back to it within the first.
I'm going to sit quiet. I'm going to sit back and listen.
Let me see if I can go back to the first 60 seconds of it and answer that question and then carry on. You're absolutely right. I pull that plug. If that deal is on the table, I pull it right now today. Number one, because we know what it is with Russell Westbrook and what that does for us offensively and defensively. We went through a whole season of that. Although AD and LeBron were hurt a large portion of that season, a person who was not hurt was Russell Westbrook. He shows up and he'll be there and he'll play. He's just not playing at an efficient clip like we would want him that would help us. So yeah, you would
I
know he doesn't. And yeah. I'm being punished.
You done called
I'm being
me
punished.
Out.
I did. That's my fault. God, I apologize. You know. Dominus, ominous, whatever. But we need shooters. Buddy Hield, it, like you said, is a knockdown, lights out shoot. That's what he does.
Yes.
He catches it and it's in the air. You need that floor spacing for AD and for LeBron James. That instantly adds value to your team shipping those draft picks off. Now, to talk about the draft pick situation, you're absolutely right in terms of the Lakers don't really build through the draft. They have a couple outliers with Magic Johnson, who is Magic Johnson, and then the other one, which being Kobe Bryant, who is Kobe being Bryant, right? Kobe, the Lakers themselves have problems developing young talent.
Because they're usually so good.
They have problems developing young talent. We saw it. They had, I mean, they had Ingram. They had Ball. They had Julius Randle. They had all of these.
Josh Hart. Decent, yeah.
Right? They had all of these guys, and they're now on other teams prospering. That's not what the Lakers do. People want to come to the Lakers. Guys want to come to the Lakers. Shaq won it. Wilt.
Yep.
You know, going all the way back. Powell. Well,
And so, wait a minute, that was
90 seconds.
90 seconds?
That was all I had.
It's 7:09. You've been for 3 minutes.
Well, oh, my God. I don't know where you learned time. But like I was saying before I was interrupted.
The takes don't get better just
they are.
Longer.
They well, right? tell
just
that to
they longer.
Tell the that to yourself. Tell that to yourself. I say this to wrap it up. I say this to say that the Lakers don't hold the same value in first round draft picks as other teams would because they presume to be good teams, so they're picking later in the draft anyway.
Right.
So, yeah, those draft picks in a package with Westbrook to get tangible assets that they can use now while LeBron is still LeBron and AD hopefully will be healthy is the best thing for the Lakers to do.
I'm with you. Now, tell me, though, this. How much do you like the – I got to be honest. I kind of like them with Hield and Turner.
Yeah.
I mean, Kyrie is obviously a star, and if not superstar. But Kyrie brings a lot, right? And Kyrie, I mean, we don't – he walked away from LeBron once already. And I know they're not getting him, so this is really almost a moot point. But who's to say that after 2 months, Kyrie wouldn't have – gotten fed up and just, you know what I mean, checked out. He's moody. Who's to say he wouldn't have missed being in New Jersey where he has raved about playing and loved being back home? You know, so my point is this, Ephraim. I don't think Lakers, I get it. Okay, it is technically a plan B. It's technically the second choice. But I don't think the gap is as wide as some people would like to say. Like, oh, we could have got Kyrie. Now we got to settle for Turner and Hield. Okay, I guess just on name and dynamism, you'd rather Kyrie. But I don't think the gap is as huge because you're getting two players. You're getting one that's a great defender. You're getting one that's a terrific shooter. You're not going to have any ego issues. You know, like, it helps your depth. Like, I don't think it's as much of a consolation prize or as negative of a consolation prize as some people might say.
No, look, first of all, it's a bittersweet thing for me, the notion of Kyrie coming to our team. Kyrie coming means Westbrook wouldn't be here. So to me, I'm like, okay, because that experiment didn't work.
Right.
Has Kyrie had success with LeBron? Absolutely. Flip side of the coin is Kyrie is still unpredictable and undependable. So as much as I watched him dismantle the Brooklyn Nets last year, the last thing I would want is for him to bring that attitude out to LA and do that to my team. So right. Now you have to weigh those two things. How much does he bring to you in terms of wins and accountability opposed to how much does Buddy Hield, how much does Who is the other?
Miles Turner.
How many wins do they bring with stability?
Right.
Right. Without the hint of you just never might one day Kyrie might just be like, look, I need some time to myself again. Again, he's done that a bunch
of
times.
There could be a national tragedy.
And you just, you know, the Lakers aren't in the business of you know, I don't think they can afford to take those type of chances right now. They need to put a unit on the court that is going to show up and show out. That's it.
I'm with you. I am with you. And so I think the Lakers need to go ahead and get this done. Because you look, with LeBron and AD, you always have a puncher's chance, right? I mean, but let's just be honest. They just don't have the depth. They really don't, you know, they don't have the shooting that's going to. And then, they, like you said, they still have an ill-fitting Russell Westbrook. And so you're not overly excited about this team. You bring in these two guys, you're not predicting championship necessarily, but you do feel like, you know what?
We got a shot.
If a few things fall into place,
the energy, in the building is different.
Yes.
And that's the point.
Yes.
You want to create a symbiotic locker room where guys are focused on going out there and winning. Not, okay, you don't need that, I'm telling you. And so making that trade for Miles and Buddy would be a step forward for the Lakers going into this season.
Well said, well said. All right, golf fans, Ephraim may owe the folks at Live an apology. We'll get into that next. It's the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Ephraim Salaam, and for Rob Parker. Keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Ephraim. We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios and brought to you by AutoZone, where they got the free services you need to help you get back on the road, such as their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. And with more than 5,600 locations nationally, AutoZone's here to help you save time and money with those free services. So getting the job done just got easier, folks. Restrictions do apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. All right, Ephraim, are you much of a golfer?
No.
No. No. Do you play at all?
I have played. I just recently played in a tournament out in Vegas.
A tournament? Oh, so you must be decent.
No. I hate golf.
Really?
Yeah, I when I got into the league, I was told by the older players, hey, you gotta learn how to play golf because, you know, this is where all the deals happen and
right,
all of that.
Right.
You know,
right,
they sell you that.
You
so you go out there.
Now, right.
He's swinging at the ball and you're doing all. It's just not me. Right now, you know, I had an opportunity when I was with Nike. I was a Nike athlete for 12 years. And, you know, we'll get you some golf clubs. We'll fit them for you and do all that. And I was just like, no. For free, though. And I was like, absolutely not. Because I have a golf bag in my house just in the way. I'll be moving it from room to room to closet to closet. Because I wouldn't just on a weekend be like, man, I'm about to go hit some balls. Like, I just wouldn't. I wouldn't do that. But now, for years, decades, I would play in two golf tournaments a year. That was the SB golf tournament and the Playboy golf tournament. And
oh, you had ulterior motives.
No, I just, you know, first of all, the gift bags and the goodies and the parties and all of that. That's, okay, that, you know, okay. I'm all for that. Oh, you had ulterior motives. Just blowing up a spot, boy. On that. Hey, y'all, Chris up here dry snitching.
No, look, I like golf. Golf is fun. I'm horrible. I play about once a year. About 10, 12 years ago, I decided, like, I was only playing at that point maybe once a year. And I was like, you know what? I just need to stop because I'm horrible and I'm embarrassed when I go out there, you know? And I was like, the only way for me to get better is to take lessons and start playing like regularly. And I didn't have time. I still was hooping at that time, you know? So I'm like, golf's not that high of a priority for me. But then I played in a couple of celebrity, you know, charity events and hit it better than I expected. Not that I was great, but, you know, I'm getting it in the air regularly, driving it pretty well. And so now I play once or twice a year. I just played up in Martha's Vineyard. And you know what? If I play with dudes on my level, it's fun. And I play with one dude, maybe two, at least one, that, and this is the first time in a while I played with somebody that was just definitively worse than me. Like, it is rare. Now, I'm not saying everybody's better, but usually dudes are like my level, you know, that I play, or better. This dude was definitively worse than me. He's my boy. I ain't gonna call his name. He's my boy. He did almost decapitate me.
Oh, okay.
Well, I was about 50 yards away from him, and he hit a shot. I was standing in front of my golf cart. And, you know, I thought about that. Like, if somebody was coming at me, would I be able to get away from the ball? And the ball missed me by about 2 feet max. And I couldn't have got out of the way. If it was headed right at me, I couldn't have got out of the way. You might have been doing this show solo today. You know, so, but nah, it's fun. And I bring that up because Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy are starting a new league, Ephraim. And look, this one thing this does is tell us why Tiger's been so opposed to LIV. Because he knew this has been in the works for a couple of years, that he was going to start this league with Rory McIlroy, and it's in cahoots with the PGA Tour. And there's teams involved, and some of it's virtual golf. Like, they'll be able to play in a stadium, but it'll be virtual, like holes. You know, like, the technology sounds like it's going to be really great. So I guess dudes will be hitting in a stadium, but they'll be looking at a virtual course. You know what I mean? So you'll have to still chip and putt and things like that. But it sounds good. Like, the stuff they're talking about sounds like, I could dig that. And then here's the kicker, the money. They've already doubled the money they were going to give from $50 million to $100 million. They're now saying that the members will get a minimum of $500,000 annually, all right? And so the point is, they're making a lot of financial concessions based on LIV.
Absolutely.
Right? Now, I'm down with LIV. I don't support that over the PGA or vice versa. I don't care. But I'm not the one to hate on LIV. If these golfers can go there, make this big chunk of change. Let's just be honest. Saudi Arabia is invested in all types of American companies.
Oh, it's
all types, right?
People would be shocked.
Yes, yes.
And surprised of how much ownership Saudi
you
Arabia
ain't lying,
has
bro.
In some of the most prominent hotels we have in this
yep.
country.
Yep. Oh, they crazy. Just made a huge batch of investments a week or so ago.
Yeah, yeah.
So
feel how you feel, but then cut
right.
it all out then.
Right. Because I think when I think about that, Ephraim, it makes me feel like you want their money. You just don't want it out in the open.
Yes.
Like, LIV is the Saudi Arabians are behind this.
Mm-hmm.
That's what got you upset. You don't mind taking the money quietly and then just taking the money, working with them. So just cut the hypocrisy. And cut the self-righteousness. And let's just face it, is what it is. America got its bad history as well. Right. And so, right,
let's
to say the
least.
Turn
the hourglass on ourselves here.
right.
Ain't so, always been peaches and cream over here now.
Thank you, man. Thank
Sheesh.
You. So I just think, look, LIV is, I think this Tiger Rory thing might be good for golf fans. It's already helped golfers. Not just yeah. those that we were at the tournament, but also those that are going to be rocking with Tiger and Rory. And so, you know, so far, so good for golf fans and golf athletes because of LIV.
Look, I like LIV because now there's buzz and excitement around golf.
Fair. That really only Tiger usually can create.
Which right? there has not been in quite some time.
Right.
And so
great point.
When you look at it from, you know, a fan's point of view or something like that, at this point, unless we're heading up on a major or, you know, Players' Championship, the Masters, we don't talk about golf.
But let's keep it real. Unless Tiger's
unless Tiger,
in that
you're
major,
absolutely right.
Right. I mean, really.
Unless Tiger's playing. He's
yeah.
such a huge draw. He really put golf on the map.
Yeah, on the mainstream
okay?
map.
He opened it up to everybody. Right? Yeah, brothers watching golf. Hey, man.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Tiger. Get in the hole. Right?
It was rightly or wrongly, golf was the elitist. That's right. Nerdy sport. Let's keep it real. Golf was viewed as the nerdy sport. Like, you in high school, dudes on the golf team. Come on, Let's just keep it real.
Well, you don't, have to be that athletic. You don't have to be athletic. You can just, you know, it's now with the training and, you know, they're training just as hard as any other sport.
Right. And looking like athletes.
Exactly. And, you know, with technology, new clubs, balls, all of these things, as you know and I know, who people who play golf, it's difficult, right? It's you against the course. Difficult.
Well, look, this is a perfect segue into our next guest. And I'm just going to give y'all a little hint. This brother played golf. Is he here yet, Rob G? Okay, we're going to get him. Let's get him now so we can get, you know, we'll get to trending after this. But he played golf with Barack Obama up in Martha's Vineyard. I don't know if he's any good, but he played with Barack Obama, President Barack Obama. So he must be okay. But we got Celebrity Corner coming up next. The drop? We got a Celebrity Corner drop, don't we?
Drop it.
USC.
Oh, my God.
Time now for the Odd Couple Celebrity Corner.
All right, Ephraim, I saw this, and this is no lie. The things I'm about to say are the absolute truth. I saw this brother up in Martha's Vineyard just last week in a comedy show. He did about a 25-minute set, 20, 25 minutes. I laughed the entire set. I ain't lying, Ephraim. This dude was hilarious. All right, it was three. I mean, the host was a comedian too. So, this guy and the headliner, David Arnold, blew it out of the park. I mean, I was just blown away, and I was like, "We got to get my man on the show." Celebrity comedian also does a little acting. JJ Williamson. JJ, what's up, brother?
My brother Chris, how you doing, my dude?
I'm good, man. I was just telling, we got Ephraim Salam on with me, former NFL player. I was just telling him, man, you destroyed it up at Martha's Vineyard last week, man. You had everybody in stitches.
Hey, man, I had a great time, man. You know, it was great because, like I said at the beginning of the show, I asked everybody who had seen me before, so it was great to it was really great to get some new fans and people that never seen me before. Absolutely.
Oh no, I'm gonna be following you, man. I'm definitely gonna be following you from now on. So let me ask you this: we obviously are a sports show. Were you an athlete coming up? Were you just the class clown that was funny all the time, or were you an athlete as well?
Man, you know what? I did both. I was mainly the class clown, though. I was mainly the class clown. I played a little basketball in high school. I was a great wide receiver, but, you know, growing up when I was coming up in Mississippi, man, you know, they played a two tight end type of formation. So, man, I went out for a pass one time and got hit so hard, I joined the band. I was like, I get out here at halftime.
I hear that.
Hey, that is funny. Like, you mentioned, when did you know that I want to tell jokes for a living? When did it really hit you? Like, I could make a good living on doing this. And when did you put all your eggs in one basket? Like, this is what I'm doing.
Well, you know what, man? I'm going to give you a quick little story, man. You know, growing up in Mississippi, man, it was truly a childhood dream of mine, man, wanting to be in the entertainment business. Never really just knew that the stand-up comedy was going to be my route. So I grew up, you know, watching the Eddie Murphys and the Marshall Warnfields and the Robert Kleins growing up. And I finished Alcorn State University, man, down in Lorman, Mississippi. I was in school when the great late Steve McNair was there. Man, I was at Alcorn State, man, and I used to make people laugh so much, but I was so negative about it, Chris, man. You know, I'm thinking, like, I'm from Mississippi, man. No one is going to discover me. No one is going to believe that I have the talent. But I knew I wanted to be in the entertainment and comedy, but I never told no one. I never told my parents, never told none of my friends. You know what? I really didn't even tell God, and I knew he knew my path, man. So long story short, I never forget. I was living in Atlanta, Georgia. I was valeting cars in Atlanta, Georgia at the Marriott Marquis. And, man, we went out for a New Year's Eve party. And I was just making people laugh, just, you know, just having fun. And somebody out the blue just said, man, you need to be a stand-up comedian. And the light bulb went off. And my girlfriend at the time, I said, baby, I found my path. I found my niche. I know what I want to do. So I tried it out at Uptown Comedy Corner in Atlanta, Georgia. Man, shout out to my man Earthquake, who gave me my first opportunity. Earthquake gave me my first opportunity. I was nervous. I had maybe about 3 minutes of material, and I got a standing ovation my very first night on stage. And man, it just opened up my soul, my spirit, and here I am today.
Man, that is, and again, Ephraim, check him out. You know, when you got some free time, Google him and look up some of his stuff. But how tough is it? I got to imagine it's incredibly tough to just keep coming up with new material, or just is it in you? This is what you do, and you see humor in everything.
In everything. You're right. I just see humor in everything. And you know, my comedy comes from just life experiences, you know, everyday life. And I've been doing this for 26 years now. Even after the Kings of Comedy, man, I was blessed to be open. I still open for Cedric the Entertainer. I'm one of the Cedric the Entertainers opening that. So once the Kings of Comedy stopped, everybody went their individual ways and said, man, brother, you funny, man. Come on, take this journey with me. So when everybody started doing their own thing, Sid took me on his wing. He's truly one of my mentors, man. He allowed me to showcase my talent in front of his fan base. It was just a two-man team at the time. I'd go out there host. He allowed me to do 30 minutes in front of 10 to 15,000 people a night. And he just taught me the ropes about the business, the entertainment, how to, you know, work the stage and build my fan base, man. And you know, he put me in a movie, The Johnson Family Vacation. I did some background work in Barbershop 2, a couple of commercials and everything, man. So I've been loving my journey, man. It's really been great, man. I've been smiling ever since.
Speaking of movies, if you had your choice, you could pick any comedy to remake starring yourself, what would it be?
Ooh-wee, I'm going old school. I'm going Bingo Long and the Traveling All-Star.
Yes, I remember that. Billy D, Richard Pryor.
Billy D, Stan Shaw, Pryor. I mean, great movie, man, great cast. And I always, because I love to try to, you know, reenact some of these movies and everything, man. So, yeah, I would have definitely been in Bingo Long and the Traveling All-Stars.
now, that's definitely an all-time great movie. Now, when we met after the show, I mean, you told me you watched the show. So you're into sports. Who are some of your favorite teams and athletes?
Oh, man, you know, growing up, I was truly a Boston Celtic fan. I grew up watching, you know, Cornbread, Maxwell, Connie Archibald, Robert Parrish, those teams. And then I grew up a Pittsburgh Steelers fan because I always thought I was the next Lynn Swann. So, I always thought I was going to be the next Lynn. Because let me tell you, you know, back in Mississippi, I used to go get that ball, man.
Till that one hit, right?
Next thing you know, I played the trumpet.
you went from a wideout to a trumpet player.
To a trumpet player. I got out there at halftime. That was the only way I was going to get on the field.
Man, that's funny.
Yo, that is our man, comedian J.J. Williamson. Definitely check him out on Twitter. He's J.J. from the SIP, S-I-P-P, short for Mississippi.
That's correct.
Hey, man, great stuff, brother. I'm going to be checking you out, following you, and just keep doing your thing, man.
I will, man. Thank you for having me, man. Thank you for having this opportunity, man. Y'all make sure y'all check me out, man, because I'm definitely next. Y'all going to be definitely hearing a lot from me.
I'm definitely going to check you out, brother.
Yeah.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, we can sit here and talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, or we can talk about Discover and how you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It is amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. Ephraim Salaam, I must call you out, bruh.
Okay.
Yesterday, during Trolling or Rolling, man, I'm rolling with the pro-am. Shoot. Dudes need to be balling. I mean, they ballers. That's what they do.
Is that what I sound like? Is that? I don't.
They see me rolling.
Yeah, I think I was doing my Rob Parker impersonation. Yeah, I'm like. But the gist of it is true. You sat here and sang the praises of playing in these meaningless pro-am games. And I said, yeah, sure, it's nice, but the bottom line is dudes could get hurt. And they making too much money. Too much is on the line nowadays. And sure enough, Chet Holmgren, one of the brightest young stars, or maybe stars, we'll see, but one of the brightest prospects in the NBA, hurts his ankle playing in, what, 10 minutes they played? It was the first play, essentially, of that Pro-Am in Seattle, and he might have ligament damage, which could keep him out for who knows how long.
It won't be that long.
That's what I think of your Pro-Am.
So let me try to imitate you. Let me see if I can get my octave that high. I don't know if I can get my voice.
I got a unique.
How was
you
that?
You can't touch
that.
This.
That was your
you
laugh right there. That was your laugh.
Nah, that was your laugh. My laugh is.
No, man, please. Please. The Pro-Am isn't going anywhere. They've been doing this for years, back to when you were a kid, right? Before TVs.
It was bigger back
before
then.
Before TVs,
yeah.
And it was just radios, and you used to listen to the Pro-Am on the radio, and before there were really cars and people riding horses.
Man, will you stop?
You know, back in your youth. The Pro-Am's been around, man.
When men were men. That's why they could play in the Pro-Am back then.
And now, one guy gets hurt. Who's frail anyway? Now all of a sudden.
Is he frail or is he just skinny?
No, he's frail.
He didn't get hurt in college?
No, but he's frail. No, I mean,
I don't know. He didn't get hurt in summer league.
He weighs like 135.
Dude, be reckless.
7'1 and 135.
Well, he's skinny as a He makes Durant look burly.
He makes Durant look like a linebacker. But the Pro-Am's not going anywhere. When you play basketball, that's what you do.
Yeah, but you
play basketball. Whether it be a pickup game, whether it be you and your boy, you play basketball. That's what it is. So what you would want to do is play in a league like the Drew, the Pro-Am, things like that, to where they're actual referees. It's not at the 24-Hour Fitness or the LA Fitness with nup-nupping them. You know what I'm saying? Like, these are other pro guys who are not going to undercut you or chase you down and try to clothesline you.
But it's still a chance of getting injured. And they're going to ball, and you want them to ball. But, man, if he's out for half the season, I don't know how long it would be. That's terrible, though. Because I want to see him.
Of course.
I want to see Chet. All right, we got 2 hours left. Keep it locked, Odd Couple.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.